everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Dad and Lad Family Trivia Podcast. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This episode's going to be a little different. We're kind of combining a couple of our favorite things. We're going to combine animals and also just general famous things and people in general. And we're going to make this one episode about famous animals. So animals from the screen, animals in real life, you name it, the famous ones. But we're going to mix things up a little bit. The lad is going to take over question duties for this episode. So your boy, the dad, is going to be the answerer today.
No, I'm the boy.
Well, today, because I'm answering the questions, I'm the boy.
You think you're the king? I'm the king. Make a 30 reference.
There it is. All right, folks. Well, if you're just new to this podcast or you're coming back again, we just want to let you know a little bit about how this works. We're going to give you 15 questions of trivia, 3 rounds of 5 questions each. And these questions, as the rounds go by, are going to get tougher and tougher. So this first round, the easiest questions we have to offer is called...
Brain Busters. Sorry, Trivia Tots.
Trivia Tots.
I listened to Hardest.
That's all right. So with that, lad, question one, take it away.
Question one. Which famous dolphin starred in a 1960s TV show in multiple movies?
I think the famous dolphin we're looking for is Flipper.
Flipper is correct.
Yeah, Flipper. Flipper had a great TV show that I used to watch every now and then. It wasn't one that I would always seek out to watch, but it was always on after the show I liked to watch was on. And Flipper had a really odd name, like a sound, and it would be like or something like that.
That's what a dolphin sounds like.
But there was but Flipper could do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Question two. What is the name of the world famous collie from movies and TV known for always rescuing people?
Oh, the famous collie is Lassie.
Lassie is correct.
Yes, Lassie was a beautiful dog, and Lassie could talk to humans. But like not talk, but like could understand. And somehow Lassie's human could always understand what Lassie was saying. They were like, what, girl? Oh, Jimmy's trapped in the well. Take me to her. and Lassie would
know everything.
Come on along. It was kind of crazy. I think Lassie didn't quite know as much as Lassie actually knew, but still a cool show.
Yeah. Question three. Which famous gorilla learned sign language and had a kitten as a pet?
Oh, famous gorilla. I'm going to kick myself when you tell me, but I can't remember right now. I'm going to say Lola.
Lola is incorrect. The correct answer is Coco.
Coco! Oh, that's right. I do remember the Coco the gorilla with the kitten. That was so cute.
I love gorillas.
Yeah, especially gorillas with kittens. You'd melt. Did mom show you pictures of Coco the gorilla?
No.
You should look it up after we get done recording. Pretty cute.
Question four. What was the name of the dog that helped rescue people after the September 11th attacks?
Another one. I don't know the answer to this one. These are trivia tots. Wow. All right. Don't know.
The answer is Brittany.
Brittany. All right. Do we know anything else about Brittany?
I don't know.
No, I don't know either. I can't tell you. We'll have to. I think you and I both owe the audience a little bit of research on this one. We're going to go look up Brittany afterwards, and I recommend you do too.
Yeah, we'll tell you about it next week's episode. We'll try to, actually.
I don't know about that. We'll see.
We'll try to.
If we can remember, we'll let you know about Brittany.
All right, the last question of the Trivia Tot round. Question 5. Which giant panda was the first to be born in captivity and survive outside of China?
Wowzers. I can't tell you. I don't remember.
The answer is Hua Mei.
Hua Mei. That sounds right. Wow. Trivia Tots. I'm 2 for 5 in this round. I think the mom helped us out with these questions, and mom stumped us today. That's good.
Yeah.
I like it, though. I like it when I don't know everything. This is good. This is helping me remember and learn, so.
You feel my pact now. All right. We're moving on to the Mind Mover round. It's a little hard, but still a little easy. Let's move on. Question 6. What is the name of the cat who lived in a Chicago library and became the subject of a best-selling book?
Cat that lived in the library, best-selling book. I don't know, man. I can't tell you.
Don't know is incorrect. The correct answer is Dewey Read More Books.
Dewey Read More Books. Interesting. All right. I had never heard of that before.
Question. Why do you hate cats so much?
Is that why that's in there? Is that literally in there? No, I dislike cats. I do. I'm sorry, cat people that listen to the podcast. I mean, I don't dislike you. I'm allergic to cats. I'm actually quite allergic to cats. Not like I can't breathe, but they make it hard to breathe. They make me sneeze and my eyes water and I get wheezy and yeah. And also, the mark of a good cat is a cat that acts like a dog.
Or a cat that you raise to be a dog.
I guess. I
mean, you can name it dog, but it's a cat, and you can teach it dog tricks.
Yeah. But again, nothing against cat people. Love our cat people. I'm just not one of them.
All right. Question 7. Which famous racehorse won the Triple Crown in 1973? And is considered one of the greatest racehorses of all time.
Oh, this is a good question. This is a great question. I'm going to guess, I'm going to kick myself when you tell me the right answer. Is it Secretariat?
Secretariat is correct.
Yeah, that's right. Apparently know my horse racing.
I don't know any horse races.
No. Yeah, you probably wouldn't. Horse racing hasn't really been a huge deal in the last few years.
I mean, it was, equestrian was in the 2024 Olympics.
Yep.
I just never watched it.
So there's a thing called the Triple Crown, right?
Yeah.
And so there's 3 races that this specific horse has to win, and it's really hard to win all 3 races. And so Secretariat was one of the ones to win all 3 of those races. And so there was one, I forget what the horse's name that did it relatively recently, that was either close to or actually did it. I can't remember, but it's so long in between that some people, like, that's the only time ever people really talk about horse racing is when a horse is almost able to do that.
Yeah. Or does it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Question 8. Which real life dog became a famous symbol of loyalty in Japan, waiting at a train station for his owner every day, even after his owner passed away?
I don't know. I can't say that I know the answer to this one. I've not seen this story.
The answer is Hachiko.
Oh. Do you know about Hachiko?
Nope.
So we got to add that to the list of things we need to look research. Up. So we need to research Hachiko. And what was the other one?
Brittany.
Brittany, the 9/11 dog.
All right. Question 9. What is the name of the first dog to ever travel into space? Launched aboard the Soviet spacecraft Sputnik 2 in 1957.
I don't know. We're talking a Russian dog. Let's call him Vlad.
Vlad is incorrect.
No.
The answer is Laika.
Laika. I've never heard of that either. But I do know. So I do know about Sputnik. I did not know there was the first dog put into space. So that's interesting. That's another.
On Sputnik.
Yeah, that's an interesting topic there. I'll have to research that a little bit more.
All right, last question of the Mind Movers. Question 10. Which bear, known for being the inspiration behind a famous teddy bear brand, was saved by President Theodore Roosevelt during a hunting trip?
Teddy Ruxpin was his name. I don't know. Ruxpin?
Teddy Ruxpin is incorrect. The teddy bear based the teddy bear.
Uh-huh.
The quote-unquote teddy bear based on a real black bear Roosevelt refused to shoot.
Okay.
But so, they tied him to a tree.
I see. So that they called teddy bears after Theodore Roosevelt, which makes sense.
Because Teddy Roosevelt,
yeah. Okay. So I was kind of close.
Yeah, Teddy Ruxpin. Literally the creepiest eyes ever.
Well, and the new one. The old Teddy Ruxpin didn't have crazy, weird screen eyes. But yeah, the reboot did. You got a reboot of Teddy Ruxpin.
You got a reboot.
A couple years back.
Yeah, you got a reboot. I think it was like 2020 or something.
Yeah, I think that was it. And that there were screens for eyes and stuff. And you listened to that thing a lot.
Yeah.
It was cool. And the original Teddy Ruxpin was also very creepy.
Teddy Ruxpin's always been creepy. All right. Time for the hardest level of all trivia podcasts that have ever been produced.
Oh, boy.
We're moving on to the Brain Buster round.
It's hard to envision these questions getting harder, but they're going to get harder.
Lock in your answers, people, because it's about to get tough.
Oh, here we go.
Question 11. What is the name of the sheep that became the first mammal to be cloned from an adult cell in 1996?
So I think this one should have been more in the Mind Mover or the Trivia Tots round. That was Dolly.
Dolly, the sheep, is correct.
Yeah. Yeah, they
our dog's name is Dolly.
It is. And yeah.
Was she a clone?
I hope not. Because someone else has a crazy dog out there then too.
Question 12. Which elephant became the mascot for the Ringling Bros in Barnum and Bailey Circus and was known for her intelligence and long career in show business?
Which elephant? Dumbo.
Dumbo. So close, but it's incorrect.
Dumbledore.
That's from Harry Potter. Are you having a brain cramp right now? The correct answer is Jumbo.
Oh, Jumbo. Jumbo, Dumbo.
Same I think thing. Jumbo was the inspiration for Dumbo.
Yeah, that makes sense. That checks out.
The flying elephant.
Yep.
Question 13. What was the name of the dog who played the original Toto in The Wizard of Oz from 1939?
Oh, that's a hard question. I'm going to say, I don't know the answer, so I'm going to guess Max.
Max is incorrect.
Oh.
The correct answer is Terry.
Terry?
Terry.
Terry the dog.
Terry played Toto.
What a weird name for a dog. This is my dog, Terry. Oh.
Question 14. Which lion became the roaring logo for MGM Studios and has been used in Hollywood films since the 1920s?
I don't know, so we're going to go with Mufasa.
Mufasa is incorrect.
Oh, I thought I didn't know. I did not think that was the correct.
The correct answer is Simba. No, I'm just JK.
JK. If you were in the studio, I just did a what?
No, it's Leo the lion.
Leo the lion. Oh. I don't know. Never heard of Leo the Lion. I mean, I've seen the lion before. I've seen the beginning of the MGM. Yeah.
Of like, I think it's the Addams Family. Addams Family is made by MGM Studios.
Sure.
All right. Last question.
Last one.
Question 15. What is the name of the famous octopus that correctly predicted multiple FIFA World Cup matches in 2010?
Don't know. I'm going to go. Let's see. What's a good name for an octopus? We're going to say Ollie. Ollie the octopus.
Ollie the octopus is incorrect.
You can't build me up like that.
I will crush all your hopes and dreams.
What's the name?
Paul the octopus.
Paul. What is with these names?
Terry the dog.
Terry the dog. Paul the octopus. Phil the cat. This is my pet rat named George.
This is my ferret. His name's Bob.
Bob. Yeah, that's a good name for a ferret. Oh man.
Wait, Brittany. Here's my dog, Brittany.
Human names.
And that's going to do it for Famous Animals Trivia.
If you really enjoyed this show, this episode, now this one was tough. Sorry, folks. I'm not very smart. So if some of you maybe knew some of these answers, maybe you were better at this than I was.
But I certainly didn't.
This was a rough one. If you love the show, please give us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening on. Also, you can reach out on social media with episode ideas, comments, questions, anything. If you would like to get a shout out too, you can mention that in your message and we can hopefully get you a shout out on an episode. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Dad Lad Trivia. We'd love to hear from you. So, Emmett, do you have any closing thoughts? Because I've done enough talking this episode. Do you have any closing thoughts for Famous Animals Trivia?
I knew none of this stuff. So I've learned a lot today.
Yeah. And again, we talked about this, how maybe it's good that we didn't know much because then it gives you more room to learn. And I would love to, I actually do want to learn more about Brittany from 9/11, the dog from 9/11. I think that one would be interesting and an interesting read.
And so, Hachiko.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. And Hachiko. That seems pretty neat too. So we'll definitely go and look those up. We urge you that if you missed any of these questions, please go up, look up the answers, look up the stories because there's always good stuff involved with those. So. Thank you, as always, for tuning in for all the episodes. We really appreciate all of our loyal listeners who come back each and every single week, making Dad and Lad Trivia worthwhile. So thank you so much, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your week. We'll see you later.
Alligators.